The more people know about human trafficking, the better the chance they may be able to spot it. At least, that's what Ernie Sibbett thinks. Sibbett is the board chair for Crime Stoppers of Niagara. The organization has teamed with Niagara Parks on an initiative to draw attention to human trafficking. It's not the first time the agency, known for a place people could call with tips to help solve crimes, has tackled a singular issue. We used to get maybe 30 tips a month at the beginning, 1985, when Crime Stoppers was established in Niagara. Now we're up to between 200, 250 a week, Sibbett said. A few years ago, Sibbett was approached by a Niagara-on-the-Lake financial planner who suspected a woman who came to his office was the victim of elder abuse. The woman was wealthy while her companion lived on a small pension. The financial planner grew suspicious when the man immediately inquired about making a sizable withdrawal from the woman's accounts and get his own financial advisor. The problem for the advisor, who tore up the agreement he had made with the couple, there was no place he could report it. That's when he came to Sibbett. He said, if Crime Stoppers was involved and we could do it anonymously, Sibbett said. Sibbett brought the idea back to the organization's board, and not long after the Be Aware Take Care campaign was launched to draw attention to the issue. Now the group is turning its attention to the issue of human trafficking and has partnered with Niagara Parks for the initiative, while funding come from Niagara Region's Building Safer Communities program in the form of a two-year $93,100 grant. Crime Stoppers board member Yesenia Marroquin is administering the program, while the grant funding has helped Crime Stoppers to hire a part-time staff member to help. Information has also been added to the group's website. We've launched social media campaigns, about 1 to 2 posts a week on all of our social media platforms, Marroquin said. That includes infographics, statistics, any definitions, and reposts from other organizations as well that are also helping combat the issue. The next step will be the installation of signage inside washrooms at all Niagara Parks properties across the agency's footprint in Niagara-on-the-Lake, Niagara Falls, and Fort Erie. Work is currently underway to create the signage. Niagara Parks Chief Executive Officer David Adames said there is a long-lasting relationship between the two groups. Crime Stoppers proved to be a valuable resource for the parks when two of its attractions, the Winter Festival of Lights display in Dufferin Islands and the Floral Clock near Queenston, were both vandalized. With their help and in addition to our Niagara Parks police, we were able to get messaging out to the public, Adames said. And interestingly, our Niagara Parks police were able to catch the person responsible for the vandalism of the Winter Festival of Lights. We didn't find the individuals responsible for the Floral Clock damage, but the vandalism stopped. So when Crime Stoppers came calling to join forces for the Human Trafficking Awareness Initiative, Niagara Parks jumped on board, Adames said. Sometimes, both border towns and or tourism locations have a higher propensity for human trafficking, he said. So, we thought if we could help out in a modest way in terms of having information in the form of a poster or posters in some of our public washroom facilities, that would help Crime Stoppers achieve their goals. Sibbett, meanwhile, said while it may seem like a small thing to install the signage, they could wind up making a big impact. All we can do is educate, 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 and let people know that it's here, he said. If a kid goes to the washroom at Niagara Parks, reads a sign and comes out and says, "Mom, what's human trafficking?" That's one, because now her head has got to come out of the sand and say, "Well, dear, this is what it is." But even before the signs went up at Niagara Parks, other municipalities in Niagara expressed interest in joining the program, but Sibbett didn't want to name them as no final decisions have been made. According to statistics provided by Crime Stoppers, the number of human trafficking charges laid by Niagara Regional Police nearly tripled in the 3 years, with 32 charges being laid in 2021 versus 88 in 2023. That represents a 175% increase. In a statement to Pelham Today, the NRP said it is working with other police services, both provincially and nationally, to take decisive and deliberate steps to address human trafficking. Human trafficking involves the recruitment, transportation, harboring and/or exercising control, direction or influence over the movements of a person, for the purpose of exploitation. Typically, through sexual exploitation or forced labor, the NRP said in the statement, adding that its human trafficking unit is committed to identifying and supporting survivors of human trafficking, while ensuring that those responsible for these crimes are held accountable. Some of the signs that someone may be being trafficked include: the NRPS acknowledges and provides awareness to the public on the importance of community. Too much? Is the individual carrying new or expensive goods, cash beyond their financial means? Being controlled. Someone seems to speak for them. The person doesn't seem to be allowed to speak for themselves. When they do speak, their answers always seem scripted, evasive, or rehearsed. Appearance, signs of possible physical abuse, malnourished and/or drug use. Control of property, no access to money, communications or ID documents. Behavior, their behavior may seem fearful, anxious, defensive and/or secretive. Relationship changes, a disconnection with family and past friends. A recent or new friend group and love interest. The NRPS Human Trafficking Unit can connect individuals with appropriate community support services. Additionally, the Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline, 1-833-900-1010, offers confidential, 24/7 support in over 200 languages. More information can also be found at CanadianHumanTraffickingHotline.ca.